Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 5th on the West Coast, now April the 6th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network, especially those in the U.S. military. You're going to want to pay attention to tonight's show. And also those of you on blogtalkradio.com, welcome. I have two guests tonight. We do this from time to time, not very frequently, but we're going to do it a couple of times at least this month. And rather than start out with an expose on a stoned congressman who's afraid that the island of Guam is going to tip over and capsize if we add 8,000 Marines and their 17,000 or so dependents, we're going to get into what I've determined is a scam to defraud people out of their hard-earned dollars in the hope and the false promise of receiving a miraculous healing. And before we get into that discussion, I think it's probably appropriate to invite my two guests onto the microphone and onto Evident Footprints, and allow me to introduce both of them to you. The first is, and not necessarily in that order, the first is a talk show host, a researcher, former naturopathic doctor, according to the government. This is not allowed to be practiced anymore, but I don't know about talking about it. That may be still possible. He's an author, has written some very fine books on health issues, and he hosts his own show on RBN Monday through Fridays, and that show was called The Story Behind the Story. And our guest, number one, is Dr. A. Truat. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thanks again, Don. My pleasure. And yes, indeed, it's a strange deal when you have a designation. It's been around for actually 140 years, teaching nutrition. In fact, the very term physician, if you understand its origins, as I'm sure you do, is really a word that means teacher. And yes. So, it's, you know, in the field of naturopathy, all we really do is sit and counsel with people, showing them what nutrition can do for keeping them healthy and maintaining their health, not really focusing on any negative disease states per se. So, yeah, one of the first things cracked down on by the Barack administration is, this naturopathy. They think it's equivalent to quackery and fraud, and so it's illegal to basically say you're a naturopathic doctor unless you have a medical degree, then certified, board certified as a surgeon or a family practitioner. Then, if you so wish, you can add naturopathic doctor to your credentials if you want.
Yes, or a dispenser of drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's take a moment and introduce our next guest to our listening audience. In fact, I came to know this gentleman via your show and your interview and expressed an interest to have him on Evident Footprints as well, so that his message, which is very profound, or messages, I should say, will reach the general public and enlighten people as to what's going on. We find a tremendous amount of camaraderie and synchronicity amongst the various subjects that we research and write about and talk about. And he is a polymer chemist by trade and a chemtrail opposition researcher, and his name is Dr. Mike Castle. Mike, welcome to the show.
Don, thank you very much, and good evening, Drew. It's great to be on the show with two people I admire a whole lot, with a with a ever increasing amount of courage. You know, it takes that. You can't just have a level of courage and then go forward. You got to just keep. I don't know where we get all this courage, but I thought was interesting also to note that, you know, one of the credentials I have held as a risk assessor, an environmental risk auditor, and that's a national credential, a certified environmental risk auditor. I've held that credential for over 20 years, and just recently, because of the transference of the original entity, the National Association of Environmental Risk Auditors, which I earned that CIRA credential. As a matter of fact, I was the ninth one to do that, and I've held it all those years and done thousands of environmental risk audits on commercial properties, industrial properties, you name it. I've been there. I've even been to Washington and give testimony to Congress about such things. Well, nonetheless, it was transferred to another entity called the National Registry of Environmental Professionals. Well, of course, as long as you send in your hundred and some dollars, I mean, yeah, you can be certified again for another year, just as long as you send that in. Well, I just got I didn't get a notice, but I got some information that I no longer can conduct phase one environmental risk audit assessments because I didn't, I guess I didn't partake of their continuing education baloney and stuff like that. So I took the opportunity to rip this person, whose name is Richard Young, Dr. Richard Young, who's the director of NREP. And, you know, I have told him and sent him all the information, the papers about the chemtrails for, it's been over 10 years now. This man will not lift a finger, in fact, to do anything to stop this. I think he's a disgrace. I've asked him to resign. And I made sure that the letter I sent just early this morning had went to all the National Registry of Environmental Professionals body because they need to know that this man is an absolute coward. I think there's some complicity there also because of his friendship with the environmental protection agencies. But anyways, Drew, I'll just welcome myself to your crowd of being formally credentialed. How's that?
Well, it's all just a joke anyway. Ultimately, you know, it's just a matter of governmental control and making sure you toe the line. It's okay.
Yes, well, gentlemen, I want to welcome both of you to the show, and hopefully we're going to have a very open and hearty discussion about what I've determined is a very misleading and very questionable practice, which has reared its ugly face on my show as recently as December 31st, 2009, New Year's Eve. I was doing a show with Drew Raines, and I got a call, an unsolicited call, as most calls into the show are, from someone who was determined to change the topic of the show. Now, Drew Raines and I were discussing various issues of our consummate research, and I had mentioned you, Dr. Ott. You and I had been doing a story on the Hardin, Montana, American Police Force, DynCorp, Fort Hood. And then there was the vaccine issue, the Jane Burgermeister story. We were recounting all of these things, and I get this call, which was really off topic. You know, a lady called in, identifying herself as Allison McDermott, and shortly into her spiel, where she was revealing that there was an individual called the Fireburn Doctor, and this was someone who would pray for anyone who received burns. Of course, it was very important to get the published phone number out there to the listeners so they could put it on their refrigerators, in their wallets, in their car, underneath their pillow, in their children's backpacks for school, virtually anywhere you could think of it, the bathroom mirror. I suppose some people may have even allowed it to float in their toilet before they flushed. Nonetheless, this woman began touting this druid mystic, the last druid on the planet, was the reference, who has this uncanny ability to direct healing to anyone on the planet. And this is free. Well, I took an interest in that. I've witnessed many miracles. In fact, my listeners have heard me discuss miracles in my own life or in the lives of people in my family, such as my father, who had had a stroke, passed away April 1st, a year ago, but had a stroke in February and survived up to his birthday and then several more weeks after that. We finally realized it was time to leave. And he departed peacefully, and it was a very spiritual and awakening type of experience for everyone in my family to go through this process of seeing someone that you love and who's been not just a part of your life, they gave you life. So we grew spiritually. And we expanded our understanding of what life is about. And certainly anyone who's been through that experience knows exactly what I'm talking about. So I don't take issues of life and death or disease lightly. I think there's always a reason why people suffer. But I find it a bit strange that there are those that come out of nowhere and call up talk show hosts, probably to get free advertising. They figure they can call in and mention the topic, give out the phone number, and then people will call. Miss McDermott was pleading that I invite her to my show, and I sort of quipped, well, you know, I haven't made up my my New Year schedule for January. I have an opening on Tuesday, the 5th. Would you like to come on the show then? Oh, I'd love to. Please leave your information then at the studio with the board up, your email address and a contact number, and I'll confirm off the air. Well, she did not do that, and I thought about the call later on. Some days later, I began doing some research, and she identified herself being in Thousand Oaks, California, but I tracked her down. Couldn't find any history of her having ever been there, but I tracked her down in Santa Ana, California. That puts her in the neighborhood of Anaheim, not exactly a stone's throw from the west end of the San Fernando Valley. Okay. So if you know Southern California, you know the great distances there are from certain towns to other towns. It's a very large state. Why mislead me about where she was from? Well, I did some research, like I do on presidents and presidential candidates and other politicians, other political figures, historical figures, and I saw the same type of obfuscation that I saw in their biographies and in their records or lack thereof, including the short-legged Mac Daddy who sits in the White House today. And I found a similar pattern of obfuscation. So I went down the proverbial rabbit hole and taking this woman's word, which she shared with my listeners and my guest, Drew Raines. She said she was a psychiatric nurse for 9 years. No indication as to where she went to school, where she got her degree, where she may have interned, or where she worked. There's no reference to that. These things are off topic and taboo in terms of the information that these people spew forth for any willing or unconscious victim who is searching desperately for some cure or some relief from a disease or an injury. In this particular case, she's professing that they can heal burns and that one must call this phone number, which I determined was a cell phone number registered in Mission Hills, California. Now, we're at the north end of the San Fernando Valley, and the website is registered in Mission Hills, California. And I find out that the webmaster is in Burbank, California, and he does a lot of computer work for other companies like IndyMac, the first of the mortgage firms to go down the tubes. You remember when the banks started crashing and Bear Stearns went down? IndyMac was the first one of these mortgage companies that we either were going to bail out or was swallowed up by another corporation. So I found that interesting now. I can sort of tie it into an unsuccessful money laundering type of operation. And I had no proof that these people were collecting money at that time. Money was never mentioned. It's advertised in video and on the radio shows that these people call incessantly. In fact, they called your show, Drew, when Dr. Castle was your guest. And basically pitched the same thing. This is miraculous. We don't know how this is done. We only know that it works. And people must call in to this phone number, which is a cell phone, unregistered. And you are to give your name at the time of your birth, the date of your birth, and the place of your birth, and if possible, a picture. You're supposed to get all this information to them prior to having a burn accident. So you should anticipate the accident. It's been subliminally planted in your mind by posting this number around your house and by listening to this message and even giving it any credence. Now, as I said, I've witnessed many a miracle in my life, and I know that integrity plays a major role in effecting a miracle, causing a miracle. And it's not the person doing the praying that creates the miracle. It's not any person that is going to teach you how to pray that is performing the miracle. It's our Creator. It's God. Or His Son, Jesus Christ. Or His Messenger, the Holy Spirit. It could be any aspect of the Creator. Okay? Simple fact. I don't really intend to go into the religious aspects so much as the claims that these people are making. Now, Miss McDermott has another friend, Jane, she goes by, and she calls in. They both evidently are from Cornwall, England, speak with British accents, of course, as most people from England do. And they were actually written up in a piece I found on the BBC's website, as well as featured in a TV show that the BBC produced back on March of 2006. Actually, the article posted on their site is dated March 6th, 2006. So it's a little over 4 years ago that this piece was written, and they basically describe a gentleman by the name of Philippe Sauvage. The French version. Here in the States, he's called Philip Savage. So he goes by two names, and this is the man who does the praying, but they don't tell you this. They say, call the fireburn doctor. In fact, they ask you to speak to a man named Dr. Joseph. I did some more research and found out that his advertised name, if you learn how to look under the rocks and in between the crevices of the rocks, you can find that his full name is Joseph C. Watson, D.O. He's a doctor of osteopathy. Okay, for those that out there that don't understand what an osteopath does, basically they do massage and other therapies to relieve pressure and tension and inflammation of joints and muscles and what have you, maybe even bones. Now, I find it interesting that such an individual would be the one to field your call about receiving a burn. You would think maybe a dermatologist might be the first person you'd want to consult there. In any event, I found a website called pimpyourwine.com. Just like it sounds, pimpyourwine.com. And when you click on the About Us page or the Contact Us page or the Services page on the home page of this individual, who's allegedly located in Del Mar, California, you get some Latin gibberish, and it's the same thing written on every page. This page was created just in case somebody wanted to go there, somebody who obviously couldn't read Latin, couldn't understand what they were reading, okay? So when you call Dr. Joseph, you're really calling Dr. Joseph Watson, D-O, and his website is called pimpyourwine.com. Another red flag. Okay, now they have testimonials. And these testimonials are filmed on video. And I found that Richard C., who also identifies himself on the particular testimonial video as Richard Cox, who is a mechanic from Omaha, Nebraska, describes taking a metal garbage can into his bedroom and accidentally setting it on fire. He grabs the can, burns his hand. All of a sudden, he's being miraculously healed. He didn't know that people in his family were praying for him through the burn doctor. Okay? I mean, it's a ridiculous story. This testimonial lasts 37 seconds. Then the same individual appears in another testimonial identified as Tad. Now, what I found interesting is the webmaster of the organization, the fireburndoctor.com, is Theodore Dodge of Burbank, California. Remember I said I traced some numbers to Burbank. And Theodore Dodge does website work, and he's called a number of different names, but he's the guy that worked for IndyMac, setting up their website, and he's got all of these testimonial thank yous on his advertisement page from IndyMac people. Well, how much credence are we going to give that today? Nonetheless, Tad, as they call him, they don't call him Ted or Theodore, they call him Tad. Tad Dodge advertises himself on the internet, and he is giving a testimonial about being in a life-threatening accident, an auto accident, where he's broadsided at 40 miles an hour, sustains a fracture, it's called, of his C2 cervical spine, and this Allison McDermott sitting there with him, sort of coaching him through his testimonial and bringing up the points that she wants to bring up. You called the phone number and you did this, didn't you? And, you know, she's coaching him through this thing. The guy's using the same hand gestures as Richard Cox from Omaha, Nebraska. He's got very unusual body language when he talks. Both talk with their hands, pointing their thumbs in one direction, spreading their fingers out. The way these guys act, one's wearing a baseball cap, and he looks a little bit heavier. It was an earlier time that one was taken from the other. But nonetheless, they don't say, hey, this is our webmaster. This is the guy that does our website. This is a person who received some relief, miraculous relief from this man who he didn't pay a dime to, almost immediately went back to work. And he even describes he works at a computer all day. So it's the same guy. There's absolutely no doubt about that I tracked down his identity and was shocked that they actually used him in a testimonial about this. Now, the BBC story describes, and I'm going to gloss over this because I want to get your comments. This isn't about me. I got a ton of information, though. But the BBC story basically exposes fraud and attempts to defraud elderly people. One lady was told that to fix her bad back, she would have to see Philippe Sauvage in Switzerland, and it would cost £30,000 to pay him a visit so he could effect this healing. This is the guy that can do this long distance, but oh, no, maybe burns, they can do that, okay? Third-degree burns, any kind of burns, they can produce miracles. But for a bad back, £30,000, and she said she couldn't afford that. So they suggested that she mortgage her house. This is what these people are doing. Now, we know that they have the ties, at least indirectly, there were ties to mortgage companies, and I can guarantee you there's a whole laundry list of them. Now, to make a long story short, there were other cases where people went to Switzerland to see this man and paid 125,000 pounds a couple. We're talking about roughly $250,000 to get healing for a little girl in England and then healing for one of the people that were there. And, of course, they didn't get that. People filed complaints. In 1995, a French court found Sauvage guilty of fraud in excess of 500,000 pounds. That's over $1 million in 1995 money. He fled after being sentenced to 5 years in prison. He fled France for Greenland and made his way to the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court evidently heard a case and determined that he was a bigamist and had entered the country on a false passport and evaded deportation, which made him a fugitive. Now, as far as I can tell, he's still in this country. There are other articles on another web page called psproof.com where they describe stories. They describe Tad stories. They interview Allison McDermott, the 9-year psychiatric nurse. And I can tell you that the amount of obfuscation and the rash of calling these shows, they're calling all the radio shows on the internet, they're calling shows on in mainstream, and Allison McDermott was on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie on November 21st of 2009. Was surprised I knew that. I happened to listen to that show. Something didn't sit right with me on that, and I knew that they were making this stuff up. Now, they've aligned themselves with some doctors with names. One doctor, Dr. Elizabeth Targ, an MD, who worked at the California Pacific Medical Center, died of brain cancer. The reason she died was she was in a control group that didn't receive prayer. And I think she died just a couple of weeks before her 42nd birthday, so she wasn't that old. But these people are doing these alleged studies, and this guy is a fugitive. He's been convicted of fraud in France, okay? I'm not discounting genuine spiritual healing, because I know it can exist. And it doesn't take a penny to affect that. Any comments from either one of you?
Well, Don, you're right on. It's this same individual, this McDermott, began calling on to my show, golly, back, I remember her first coming on, I believe it was sometime in September, then regularly after that. And it was really strange. You're right. It was either her or somebody by the name of Jane calling in and just really disrupting the flow of the show. It seemed like it would always happen when we were really hitting the subject matter hard and basically giving a lot of good information out. So it was an obvious disruption. We have no way of screening calls and callers when we come in. We don't think they're Republic Broadcasting. There's no need to screen. It's, you know, if it's a problem, we usually go on, be polite to people that
sure.
Take the time to call in. But it just seemed awful strange. I thought, if she feels strongly enough about burns, fine. So I have no problem with her giving a number out. But it appears to be, like you said, not so much appears to be, but it is a process of getting names, for heaven's sakes, for identity theft. That's what it appears to be happening here.
Yes. Now, if I can comment on one thing, I did ask sort of a rhetorical question when she called into the show on the 31st of December, on New Year's. I said, what about those that have been burned by the central banks and the government? Does this prayer work for that as well? And she got very silent for a moment, and then she said, well, I suppose so. You know how it works. And I thought that was a rather, so you see, I caught her off guard. She wasn't prepared to answer that question. Now,
I'm also wondering if that has something to do with the elderly lady that, in fact, was suggested she mortgage her house to get that amount of money. I just wonder if IndyMac, in fact, was that source of remortgaging.
It very possibly could have been. I don't know that. We don't have that information for who they were using in Europe. Could have been the Bank of England, you know, or BCCI or somebody like that. But or Paribas in Paris. They're involved in the money laundering that's going on today. So, you know, I don't just throw those names out. They're names that are involved in this massive international corruption that's going on. What I find interesting is there's another website and another individual that runs a security and bodyguard company, both in the center of the San Fernando Valley and at the same Mission Hills location. He appears to own many businesses. A guy by the name of Mati Baruch, from Israel, a graduate of the Technion University there, where Daniel Lewin from Akamai Technologies, a 9/11 graduated. And these people are into computers. They're into databases. They have a finance company located there. They have a subway, probably, so they can eat lunch and not leave the premises. but by and large, there's a mail drop package office there. All the elements that they can move things back and forth, you know, from one place to another or from one country to another. Why is it that the Justice Department and the FBI are tolerating these types of individuals being in this country doing business in this manner? I take great offense at that, and I'm sure you do too. Either one, you're welcome to comment.
That's a very good question. Why are they tolerant to this when there's so many connections? It's a very distinct possibility that they know that all this is going on, and in fact, they're being paid protection money. I don't know how she would, in fact, describe something like that, because it sounds just like organized crime in the way that their methodologies and the way they do things. So why not, in fact, use the same system of just paying protection money? I mean, paying them to leave them alone.
Well, why not have Philippe Sauvage or Philip Savage, whatever you want to call him, why not have him pray for you? You wouldn't need the protection money. I'm just sort of making a joke about it. Of course, we understand what protection money is. It's not. It works the opposite way of prayer.
Right.
It allows the corruption to go on. There's no doubt about this, that these people are not sharing any valid information with anyone, that these numbers are unlisted, unpublished, whatever you want to call them. That they're using their own organization to promote their product. In other words, the testimonials, the medical testimonials coming from these people are people that work with them or have some covert affiliation with them. In every case, they take the name of a dead person or someone in the entertainment industry for purposes of obfuscation. The short-legged Mac Daddy does the same thing in his real estate dealings. So it's no new technique. But what I found interesting was this Israeli connection. This Mati Mordechai Baruch advertises himself as a security consultant, a bodyguard company, and law enforcement. Law enforcement. We've got Israelis now over here in America advertising law enforcement. What is this? What has happened to this country? What has happened to our dignity and our morals? How is it that these people can get away with such treason? You want to talk about illegal aliens? You've got criminal. I'm trusting the BBC article and TV show was quite accurate. I'm finding the same things. My investigation parallels theirs, and I was shocked when I saw what they had published, because I was on the verge of discovering all this anyway. And actually, they gave me some leads, or some at least let's say, conviction that my research was accurate because they had come to the same conclusions. And they were talking to witnesses. I've not spoken with any witnesses. But I can tell you that on the basis of what they have done and who this man is, who he professes to be, and who these people are, how they're avoiding who he is. Here's a quote from something from Sauvage's website. Allison McDermott, psych nurse. Since moving to Los Angeles, I have met people who have astounding stories. Jeremy Newman is a world-class wheelchair triathlete who was paralyzed from the waist down after a horrific skydiving accident 12 years ago. After seeing Philip just once in August, he's had extraordinary results of physical and emotional healing. He's already beginning to walk and is no longer suffering the debilitating pain from childhood sexual and physical abuse. Now, I thought his pain was from falling out of an airplane, but it's changed to something else, okay? And I don't mean to demean this man. If he is healed, then God bless him. I wonder what it may have cost him to get healed. Tad Dodge is a proofreader. This is the webmaster who was in a near-fatal car wreck that broke his neck in the same place as Christopher Reeve. Well, Christopher Reeve was on a horse, and he was in a car, so it didn't happen in the same place. Just a little pun there. He asked a bystander to call the number of Philip's team and ask for help. So this guy, according to Allison McDermott, his head was severed from his shoulders. I question the veracity of her statement. What happened to his neck? Where was the neck while all this was happening? By the time the ambulance got Ted to the hospital, he had no other serious injuries, and the tendons in his neck were holding. Results, Philip's help were so dramatic, Tad was back to work in a week. Now, this guy, according to a police report, which looks kind of phony, too, he had lacerations and all kinds of injuries. But he doesn't mention those. He mentions just a she describes it. She coaches him and says, you had a 5-millimeter gap where your C2 had fractured. Now, it doesn't say between C1 or C3. It just says C2. It doesn't describe specifically the gap. And the body language is that of Richard Cox from Omaha, Nebraska. Now, this fraud is being played on people around the country. And I suspect that there's a lot more to this than what I've mentioned so far. Either one of you are welcome to comment.
Well, you know, Don, it's strange that they would try that. She would try that. I think there's a deeper thing here than even trying to get identity fraud. You just don't call into a show and give a 2-minute spiel and expect people to jump on the phone and go there. Whenever you sent me that your research today and the topic of discussion, I was doing what I'm doing right now, scratching my head and trying to figure out, first of all, yeah, the premise behind this burn healing, this psychic healing, is as bogus as a $3 bill, obviously, but then why? Why call into select shows? Not all shows, select shows. You know, I think there's something very nefarious with the Israeli connection.
There's a story behind the story here.
Yeah, it seems like she would they would call in when we were talking about DynCorp and that being the topic of discussion. It's like they're being monitored.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I agree with that. That's the type of signals I was getting on my own. I just kept waiting for the word DynCorp to come up in this conversation, which it didn't. But I agree, True. There's as I told Don, and we were talking on the phone just about this yesterday or today. I forget which one it was, Don. But there seems to be this group of individuals or beings that are doing these types of things, and they've got this very, very dark, sinister connection. But that doesn't become apparent until somebody digs into it, like Don Nikoloff. But there's this darkness that it seems like they're able to get on these shows and just say a few words or recite a few numbers, make their little spiel about advertising, whatever they do. But I fear that they're, in fact, actually casting some sort of spell.
Amen.
Some sort of incantation that we don't understand, but they just do it blatantly because they change the topic blatantly. Because I think the day that this person called into the show when I was on, I mean, it was completely off topic. You know, it just kept me scratching my head, and it actually ticked me off because we were into a good flow of information. We were talking about underground bases, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how those networks, in fact, go through certain sectors of California, like tunnels, just really nightmarish type stories that we've in fact been able to uncover about those places. And then all of a sudden Don comes up with information that leads this group also to that same sector of the United States. So I don't believe it's a coincidence. So that was just my comment. Yeah, I just think that there's something going on here that we don't completely understand, almost like a spell.
Yes. Now, there's two of these individuals calling in. In fact, I know for a fact that this Jane, actually, she's identified in the BBC piece as Jane Dillon, also from Cornwall, England. She is the finance person. She's the one that tells the people, she hits them with the bad news, it's going to cost you this much money. There have been people that have spent £7,000, just double it and you get a rough dollar figure, folks. $125,000 one couple paid and felt cheated. No, these people filed charges, and the show got thousands of calls, and when the people found out how much money it was going to cost, they were furious. This is not being told to people until they are trapped or ensnared by the come on. It's like a lure, throwing a fishing lure into a pond and hoping that there are some fish in there that are going to bite. And woe be the one that bites the hook, whether there's a worm on it or not. They're being told that this is free, that this is being done out of the goodness of people's hearts. And I know for a fact that this Alison McDermott has been working this gig with Philippe Sauvage at least since the interview in 2006. Certainly she knows who's doing this, and she has an obligation to reveal this to people. But by doing so, anyone that will check up on it will find out what I found out, that this guy escaped France, fled France, before they put him in jail for 5 years. And our government knows this. And they also made a comment that he was determined to be a bigamist who came to this country in a false passport, avoiding deportation. I may be repeating myself, but it's worth repeating. And therefore a fugitive. And this ring, this money laundering scam is being run and targeting Americans. And probably targeting the illegals that are here too. You've got illegals in government condoning illegal immigration. Is there really any difference which one you call illegal? Illegal's illegal. And so, you know, there's not the integrity in this program that one would expect for miraculous healing. It's not how it occurs. You are right on the money, Dr. Castle, with your comment about casting spells. Now, let me add a caveat to this whole thing. Ms. McDermott appeared on Scan TV on a show called Call to Investigation last fall. And I put her picture and watched the video on full screen. I had a DVD one of my listeners sent me of that show. I've been on that show as a guest myself, and they often recite my research and my articles in the Idaho Observer. And I'm looking at her eyes, and I see the eyes of a reptilian. I go to then get some video of Philippe Sauvage, and I see the man on a frozen frame, okay? I got the video, and I froze the frame, and I moved a frame in advance and a frame back until I could get his somewhat of a clear picture of his head. And where I stopped the frame, there were three heads in one frame. One looking forward and somewhat down. The second one looking upward as if one is holding their head back to look at the sky, eyes closed. And then the third head with the head turned to the side, to the left, his left, and the eyes open, looking in the same direction. I've never seen that before. I've seen some still photographs of some children shape-shifting. Kanadachi has seen these too. Okay. This actually confirms what Dr. Mike just said a few moments ago about casting spells. Who is it that would do such evil things to human beings? And what about the Druids? Dr. Rott, any comments about Druids and their magic?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking as you're talking and trying to scan my memory banks. The Druids were, as they cast spells, they would use the four powers of the earth to do that, and the most definitely they would use fire as one of their methods of initiating a spell. Getting people by a covert code word to call in and basically trapping them that way as you said, there's a link there. Of course they would going back to the cult of Moloch, the cult would actually bind their spells by burning the victim in the fire. The fires of Moloch. It goes back to Old Testament times, as you know. So, yeah, that there's just no other explanation, really, to think why they would be trying to get people to call in from, to find a cure for burns, for heaven's sakes.
Some of the people were instructed, and this is in their testimonials, to put cold water on very severe burns. And anyone that's worked in an emergency room knows darn well you don't put cold water on a burn. It's going to cause the skin to blister and peel and likely scar, amongst other things. You're going to suffer a severe amount of pain, even with Philippe Sauvage praying for you.
Well, that name, Sauvage or Sauvage, it's an interesting thing. I don't know how related this is, but my oldest daughter, Francie, who married into that family and was very, very bad mistake. Very bizarre things began to happen. Last name was Sauvage. We received, the marriage was very short-lived. She was divorced, I believe, within 6 months. But the family was doing some very weird things as far as casting spells. Trying to get, it was almost like doing some voodoo situations. They were very unhappy that their son was marrying, my daughter for some reasons, I was exposing the satanic cults all across Utah. And as far as getting, the similarities between what you just said and the There was a gentleman back in the early 1800s named Luman Walters, who was basically studied abroad, studied the mystery school teachings, became a pupil of Anton Mesmer, the hypnotist, there in Austria. This man's name was Luman Walters. He basically left Europe under a sex scandal. There were quite a number of rich women that were under, you know, his tutelage, that did some very weird and strange things, such as robbing. They would wake up after coming to a group session with him. They'd wake up hours later in their home without memories of anything that happened, but they had very sore and tender genitalia. I guess there were a lot of upset husbands that were trying to string him up, and yet there was no proof, because hypnotism, mesmerization, as is known back then, that was pretty interesting thing, isn't it? Because the person that was under the spell really was, you know, it's very difficult to get testimony from them that's accurate. So they resulted in this individual being ousted, Don, from Europe. He shows up in New York State, and as the history books show, became the mentor and a bosom friend of a young lad in upstate New York in the 1820s by the name of Joseph Smith.
How did I know you were going to say that?
How about that?
So, yeah, the book by BYU historian Michael Quinn outlines this very, very in-depth, really. The book is called Mormonism and the Magic Worldview. And golly, you know, I did a little bit of digging, as you've done, into this individual. I had this unpublished manuscript, Don, that goes into depth about this gentleman. I was researching that time frame in Austria, and of course Anton Mesmer was very much in an upper echelons of the secret society of Freemasonry at the time. And in fact, it was probably the top rung of Freemasonry was a select group called the Fratres Lucis, or in other words, the Brotherhood of Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the charter members of that was a gentleman in the original charter named L. Walters America. He was an American by birth. He was a charter member of the Fratres Lucis cult. And what do they do? And what is their whole thing? Is they were practicing the Druid art of Moloch, burning in the fire.
Such a circle, doesn't it?
I hope we're not just off on left field here, but there's synchronicity, as you said, that doesn't make any other logical sense as to why these people would call in these shows.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely, this is an international deal, okay? It spans countries across Europe, the Middle East, the whole of the United States, and that's based on what we know has been publicized. There's a lot, I think, that's going to come out as people hear this and can connect with, possibly supply us with information of having been contacted by these people. Why is your birthplace so important for this person to pray for you? Why is your picture so important? One can argue metaphysically that's a way to make a connection, but if he's so also powerful, he should be able to figure that out for himself, I would presume.
Well, those things are also important with voodoo.
Oh, yes.
Especially a personal artifact or something personal, a picture, a photograph. And they make an effigy, if you will. And, in fact, they do all sorts of things to those, as I understand. I've got no clue on any of those types of, they're not really methodology, they're just they're satanic practices.
You know what? I had a guest on my show too, Dr. Mike. I don't know if you heard the interviews. It's a lady here in Utah named Gail Smith, who's had many experiences of near death. Going over, it was during one of, I think it was our second show, this individual called in on her as well, talking with Gail, asking if she would like to come back for, you know, an update on my show. She says, I have been attacked so drastically by the dark forces since that last show. She said, I really have a hard time even focusing or doing much of anything. Now, and this is all coming back to me as we're talking here tonight.
yes, that's exactly what it is. True, it's some type of targeting mechanism. It's some type of. Well, I guess we would, in fact, with all the things we've been talking and you in particular been talking about with your guests of recent, is satellite tracking and targeting and things that we couldn't imagine that they could do, but they can do, and I think they've in fact been able to take that because we know that the demonics and the satanics and all that have infiltrated much of the Department of Defense, much of the military, the homosexuality certainly has, but these things are not topics of discussion. They're topics that needs to be discussed to make rules and how they should behave and should not behave, but see, it all revolves around the same principal bunch of really rotten characters. I don't know how else to describe them, but I remember Gail Smith, yes, and you say that she was attacked tremendously after that point. Sometimes these beings, I'll just call them that for now, they're able to, in fact, move into someone's voice or possibly move into, they can detect things. That's one thing that, there's two things that they're extremely good at that I've heard and learned by listening to people on your show, listening to you and Don and so many others. They, in fact, are masters at detecting your intentions. That's one. And the second thing is, they just can't tell the truth. They are extremely deceptive. I think with the combination of those things, when they call into these shows, and Don, I commend you because you picked a thread up here, because it bothered me ever since. That's happened to me twice, and the last one was on True's show. Because it was just so off topic, and we were really in a groove there. We were really going down that tunnel that we were in, and then this call came in, and that just really irritated me. Really irritated me because this person just, in fact, changed the topic and decided to have their own principal method of free advertising. And I couldn't scream, who cares, loud enough. But I'm certain someone out there must have.
Yeah.
But
well,
I commend you, Don, because you didn't uncover all this. It had already been wrote about in the BBC. This, in fact, had been touted before, in fact, but you, in fact, will be the monkey wrench that keeps it from happening on these talk radio shows, like RBN and I'm certain, Ren,
they call
Power
BBS
Hour.
Too. Yeah, they call all the shows on BBS. It doesn't matter. You know,
right.
And they've recruited some American-sounding people as well. Okay, so they've got people, and it's the same spiel. It's the same pitch. So they have a script. They're working from a script. Have you heard of the Fireburn Doctor? Well, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a miraculous healing for burn victims. I don't know how it works, but I only know it works. And I urge everybody to call this phone number. Put this phone number on your refrigerator. Put it in your wallet. They go through the whole spiel verbatim, each one of them. So they're reading a script. Those
exactly
that don't have memorized.
Right.
Well, the other thing, as I'm thinking too, we've discussed this somewhat on your shows before, Don. It's the book, The Black Awakening, by Pastor Dizdar, right?
Yes.
The cover of the book that he has, the artwork, has these dark eyes with flames coming all around it. You read about the people that are basically the sleeping army that they want to call up. They have cryptic references once again there to the fires, the fires of lighting the darkness for people.
Oh yeah, you know, they're talking, and one of these testimonials, the guy's going to talk about putting his hand on a pressure washer motor, that the pressure washer ran out of fuel, and he touched it with his hand. Well, you know, you always have this idiotic response. Accidents happen. I mean, how many people do you know are going to take a garbage can into their bedroom, a metal garbage can, and expose it to an open flame?
And it caught on fire.
Yeah, and he grabbed it while it was hot, and he burned his hand. And he was miraculously healed within minutes. I mean, and this is the lookalike of the webmaster. And I submit that it wasn't taken in Omaha, Nebraska. It was probably taken there in Southern California, where they reside with the other Satanists.
And why Omaha, Nebraska? Cause, you know, that's such a hotbed of this pedophilia and SRA, according to John DeCamp.
Yes. Well, that's where people take their trash cans.
Oh, that's the Franken report.
The bedroom.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay, now part of me says, okay, this is all illusion. This isn't really happening. But there are good and trusting people out there that are relying on shysters like this as their last method of redemption from disease and other problems, accidents and you know, unplanned injuries. But they don't see the neuro-linguistic programming in the message, and you brought that up several times. They don't see the subliminal. You see, Sauvage describes his methods as being subliminal. Okay? So it's touching into these secret rites and these secret rituals that were practiced by the Druids, the Rosicrucians, all of these secret societies. This guy spent time in Rome. He spent time in Switzerland. So he was on the move, and he had these agents, the same people who were calling into these shows, doing his bidding, making these outrageous claims. One of the people that they send to do the financing is named Christopher Layton. This is in the BBC article. He lives down the street from Tavistock. Is that an accident, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
It very likely could be, but, you know, I think it's 50-50 chance.
No, I think the word basis, you just used a moment ago, that neurolinguistics, I think that's part of it. I think what the recitations here is in code that we don't understand. They, in fact, anchor it with the Druids. They anchor it with something of occultic flavoring and seasoning, by all means. But I think that because you said it was scripted, once you read what you said there a moment ago is exactly what this woman said when she got on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way of stopping it is to have the host just say, no, I'm sorry, that's off topic, and I don't allow free advertising on my show. And just go to the next person. I don't know how she, in fact, can impede that, you know. This is really good information, Don. I can't tell you how much it is, because I think this will stop. This is a proverbial monkey wrench for some of this stuff. And there's nobody else who's going to do that.
Well,
it's the
folks
knowledge
have to pass this,
of what
they have
going
to pass
on.
This information around and pay attention to what we're saying. You know, my research led me to discover all of this. Nothing else. I didn't have an axe to grind. I felt that my listening audience had been misled by the call, and I don't care if she was on the Arthur Godfrey show. You know, She came on my show and misrepresented where she was and was very, you know, there's such a thing as lying by omission, you know, and there was certainly a lot of pertinent facts that she wasn't willing or questions she wasn't willing to address or answer. And the ones she did were answered very disingenuously. She had a track record with these people in Europe. The man was found guilty and sentenced to 5 years in prison and fled France, went to Greenland, came to the United States, was affronted about his presence here on a false passport. And there certainly papers were introduced in the court that he was also a bigamist. Okay. It is against the law here, despite certain people's religious practices. And you're going to tell me that he's going to argue whether he's got more than one wife when in reality he shouldn't even be here arguing about it and scamming people? Oh, it's so I'm outraged. But again, there's a reptilian connection to this, folks. And mm-hmm. and it's evident in the videos.
Hey, Don, did you happen to catch my show today with Jim Rothstein?
I sure did. In fact, I talked to Mr. Rothstein a couple of years ago based on some investigations that I was doing. And and we talked about the very topics your show was about.
Well, I was just amazed at his report that he sent to me before, because he has the links to Mr. David Berkowitz, the Son of Sam killer. How was is this... these were basically ritual murders, and how they linked up to something called the Process Church that began there in New York with Berkowitz, and then moves into back out west until it's centered in Utah, specifically in southern Utah. A very good friend, research journalist. You know, very much reminds me of you in many ways, was right on top of this story. We had met, he was working on it, actually employed a few private investigators to get the full lowdown on what the Process Church was doing, how it was tied to, of all things, the LDS Church and Zion's Bank in many, many synchronicities, okay? As he was getting to the heart of it, he received some very serious death threats. The local constabulary, the law enforcement, just as Rothstein explained, told him, we can't touch this. Our careers will be over if we do. And so my friend Warren just kind of threw his hands up with me and said, well, I'm just going to keep an eye on these guys no matter what. Well, this was about 2001 by this time. I was under duress as well, so I relocated up to northern Utah. And just within a few months, I received a phone call from Warren, said he had a breakthrough in this Process Church case, and he could bring conclusive evidence to a grand jury. And then I received notice from his wife that he had dropped dead of a massive heart attack just a few days after that phone call. This is strange, because Warren was in a lot better shape than I was in. You know, very health conscious and very healthy. I think it's very strange that all occurred, but yeah, I say this because of there were a lot of similarities between what's going on now and, of course, these false front groups that we're now exposing. This one we're talking about today, but also there appears to be, we started the ball rolling, Don, with my email to you from a research colleague who I paid for to do a little bit of research into Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
The links came back that he said his name was actually Gene Berkowitz, from the same area, borough, as David Berkowitz. He wasn't conclusively sure if they were, just how they were related, but again, son of Sam. The name Sam is in the Druidic slash satanic pagan circles is a code name for Satan.
Yes.
Samael is also another name for that. That's actually where we get the term Uncle Samael or Uncle Sam, the depiction of America, you know, the
is
goatee. Looks like
yes.
a goat, wears the high hat. That's really where that comes from in the Masonic tradition. By
unbelievable.
Yes.
That's
unbelievable. That just is. That's what you just said there is just unbelievable. But
now,
but
you're also verifying my research, Drew, right? That it was totally on the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and how Sam Kennedy, in fact, how this dovetails into the research that you've done, Don, and through the other person that done the research for you, how it dovetails into something that is in front of all of us today. And that's the other phone calls that you and I kept getting when I was on your show going back 3-4 weeks ago. This JG or whomever it was from San Francisco would keep calling in, promoting and, in fact, kind of looking for our conviction or possibly our endorsement of this Sam Kennedy. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, constantly. In fact, you know, at one time we were basically asked by Mr. Stadmiller, the owner of the station, to kind of help promote the agenda of the Restore America plan, the TRAP, TRAP, the TRAP
yes.
plan.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's amazing.
When I got the information from my source in Washington, I have to kind of walk a fine line. Stadmiller put his neck way on the line for this whole trap plan. And, you know, if you just, you know, when you first look at it, as I did, it sounds like, golly, you know, why not do something proactive? The du jour grand jury structure may not be about it. Maybe you have to dig into it deeper. I remember when I first bounced it off of Don, he was reluctant. He said, I got to look into this deeper. Doesn't sit quite right, as I remember. That's what he said. And the main red flag is, you know, the money involved. You wanted you had
right.
to pay $450 and get the title of elder, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
And get all this information, notarized statements of who you are, that you sign this application form to be an elder and a du jour grand jurist.
Notarized and a silver dollar.
Yeah.
And see, when I heard this.
And that was in advance. If you paid at the door, it cost you an extra $100. So,
right. Well, you know. I've been talking to you, Don, about this past week. Those are the same exact tactics used by another individual that's out there seeking to secure certain freedoms of yours that you don't know that you're going to lose unless you pay them some money or give them a good contribution. And that's true. Your illustrious friend, Rima Babe. And I don't care how many people, in fact, tell me that they're doing a very, very good job. Do not trust this person. I know who Dr. Rima LeBeau is. I, in fact, talked to her on the phone back in 2001, 2002, and General Albert Stubblebine. I talked to these people. I now, thanks to Don Nikoloff, know who these beings are now. And believe me, there is a direct connection between them and the reptilians and the granddaddy of remote viewing himself, General Albert Stubble Bubble Bine. I can't even say his name anymore because I just don't have any respect for this being that, in fact, brought that particular occultic-type practice into our U.S. Army. And I know you've got a lot of personnel that listen to your broadcast, Don. And so it's good to know, but it's that connection that, in fact, just brings it like fast forward to the same type of things that Sam Kennedy is apparently using. And I've said, the only thing I've ever said about Sam Kennedy is he possibly does have some good, maybe it does have merit using this grand jury du jour and possibly going after the bonds of some of these things. Okay, my only point has been, whenever he decides to do something and actually take some action, and then I hear about it, now I'll consider being impressed with Sam Kennedy. But until then, I remain.
Yeah, this is, well, we've, you know, I'm not alone. We got help from some other people. We found out that he's cut a paycheck monthly from the NSA.
NSA.
Okay.
Wow. And not only that, but my sources tell me that about 5 or 6 of his elders this week have been rounded up and arrested.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but he didn't have any guests on a show last night, and he barely spoke about the topic other than how cordial the FBI was. I'm glad they were cordial to him.
Why were they cordial to him?
I think he's working with them.
Hey, you know, I just thought of something. You know someone that, in fact, would possibly get a fire in their trash can in their room? An agent.
Yeah. Well, that's a possibility. You know, that group, going back to the Fireburn Doctor story, that group has a testimonial video on YouTube that you have to sign up for YouTube, that evidently a lot of people complained about the content. I suppose it's probably very gory, and they don't think it should be posted out there. I'm not interested in signing up into another database, so I didn't view it. But it's presented by Joseph Lowe, or Joe Lowe, they call him, L-O-W-E, the former fire chief in San Bernardino, California. Now, he's also advertised as being a consultant, a fire consultant, up in South Dakota, yet on the LinkedIn page, his name shows fire support specialist at U.S. Army, Fayetteville, North Carolina area. Find that to be interesting.
Yeah, so, what is that? What is that? What is fire support?
I'm presuming it's the same individual. Are all these Joe Lowe's working in the fire industry?
You sure it's Joe Lowe, not Joe Blow?
Well, that's the name that's there. And that's the name on the video. They use him in a cameo spot at the end of one of these bogus testimonials. And I find it troubling that this is allowed to be perpetrated on the American people, and these people aren't arrested for what they're doing. I really do. I see signs of fraud everywhere. And certainly there is a connection. There's a wanted man in France. I'm pretty sure we have an extradition treaty with France. I'm fairly certain. But then there's this Israeli element there, and that component goes in a whole bunch of different directions. We should again be concerned about that, especially after what happened on 9/11, and things going back to the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967, and the complicity of our government in allowing that to occur, giving orders that they were to stand down and not defend themselves. It's
Didn't
ridiculous.
Did you make an Israeli connection with this Burn Doctor thing, too?
Absolutely, yes. These testimonials are featured on another website called Mahdi's Kitchen. I mentioned the name Mordecai Baruch, a graduate of Technion University, which I understand is in Haifa, Israel. That's where Daniel Lewin of Akamai Technologies in Cambridge, Massachusetts, went to school and was doing the algorithms for the Akamai Ghost servers that they use. And there was multi-billion-dollar fraud that occurred at the SEC on 9/11 in relation to Lewin. And I track Lewin. He's now using the same name, last name, as his family. His surname is Levine, and he's operating out of Houston, Texas, and Washington, D.C. Belongs to a group called the Homeland Security Investments. He's on She's on the board of that group. I've had that research for the past couple of years.
I keep waiting for the University of Virginia to enter this conversation. Seems like all the other ones have.
Or Virginia Tech, you mean?
Virginia Tech, yes. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, it's probably lurking somewhere in the background. But nonetheless, you know, there's a connection. And as I mentioned, this guy is into securities. He's into package shipping. He's got an alteration business there. So evidently you can get your Yiddish suits if you need them, or your kosher suits. And there are finance companies also. So this is a ring of money laundering, for sure. And
the
they're victimizing people who are putting their trust and their faith in someone claiming to be able to perform miracles. Let's wake up, folks. You're getting the truth now. You're finally getting the truth. And you may be disappointed in hearing it. Certainly there are those that are disappointed that we're putting it out there, but what else should we do?
Yeah.
Really.
I commend you and Dr. Ott and Don. I commend you men so much for what you, in fact, research. And just continue to say, that's the only thing you can do, is just continue to say what you, in fact, has found out and believe is to be true. But I just love it because can't you hear those scales rustling out there?
I hear the clicking sound.
You hear the clicking sound? I think it's a clucking sound, but yeah, it's clicking and scales rustling. And I just hope that we can collectively all continue to keep them on the run.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, if I can solicit a closing comment from each one of you, we should end our show here. We could go on for hours. We can pick this up on another show. In fact, Dr. Mike will be paying us a visit with you, Dr. Ott, on the 19th, Monday the 19th. So we can certainly disclose some of our other research, or we'll continue on this topic. It's up to you, gentlemen. But, True, I'd like you to leave our audience with some sort of inspirational, solution-oriented thought, if you could.
Well, I like just to echo what Jim Rothstein said on the show today, and it's when I asked him what he sees as a solution, he basically just said, you've got to be aware and then, you know, enter into the realm of a mother's love, and not just hypothetical now. You know, there's nothing more powerful than a woman's drive of the love for her child. And when you think about it, that's the same love we need to wrap ourselves in as males as well, to try and get a feel for that and respect and revere that, but make these things known to people, and then again, forewarned is forearmed in so many ways. There's a lot of predators out there, and many wolves in sheep's clothing. And so, just be aware, and that's the battle's half won when you're aware. That's what we're about. So, thanks again, Don, for the topic and for having us on the show. Appreciate it.
Always my pleasure, and I look forward to your visit next week, Dr. Ott, and you, Dr. Mike. Closing comment.
Well, I would just say, again, I appreciate you so much, Don, for the research you do, that it just, that synchronicity is always there. It just, I mean, like you did with, you picked a little piece off of Eisenhower, and look what you've done there. There's not a lot of people that, in fact, really care about that topic, but then again, when you started digging into it, going down those rabbit holes and snake holes, too, it's just amazing what you came up with. You do that so well. I don't know anybody that I know that has the capability and the intuitive to do these things. And just look at all these pieces that just, they're not stationary yet, but, you know, you're doing an excellent job of piecing them together, but they just always seem to form the same patterns. Do you see how these things just keep forming those NSA patterns?
Mm-hmm.
And operatives,
oh, yeah.
And CIA and occult and devil, and it just, they always, homosexual, it just always takes the same thing. And true, the same thing with the research that you've done and the guests that you had on your show, I just can't describe it, and I know you understand that comment. I just can't describe what you've, in fact, uncovered. But this is the only thing that we can do. We can just, in fact, take what we find, and we in fact, start talking about it as a truth. You know, we don't put it out there for debate. You take it out there, and you put it out there as a truth, and whomever, in fact, will want to listen to it will. It becomes a word of knowledge. Possibly it will help parents, in fact, protect their children, keep them away from these inflictions of just unbelievable misery and torment and everything for the rest of those children's lives. So it's not just children's, it's elderly people. The societies of this world are the prey this day. I'm just absolutely sick to beyond the top of my head. Enough is enough. I've said it before, and I'll just say it again. These people just need to go back to where they came from. And I believe they all, in fact, originated somewhere in hell, because most of them do not have a soul. They, in fact, are demonically possessed. But I still say there's probably some help for them, too. But they just need to know that the truth, in fact, will hit them, because that's at the tip of all of our spears. And they, in fact, you know, having God on our side, no, I like to think that I'm on God's side. That way I can choose. I think that, as I said on Truth Show the other day, the reality is Jesus Christ. That is the reality of this world, and they just don't like that. Them demon crafts just can't stand that, and the Republicans, because they're, in fact, all evil. And we're not going to tolerate the extinction of the entire planet for the sake of these assholes. How else can it fit? Anyway, I appreciate your show, Don, and true, yours also. And I'm honored to be on your show. I look forward to the next one, sir.
Yes, well, thank you. Well said. I don't know if I deserve as much credit as you give me. I'm inspired by both of you gentlemen's work, as well as many who contact me on this show or through email, enlightening me to stories that are out there, little things that they've discovered. And I give credit wherever credit is due. It's not with the intention of making anyone an unintentional target of those that want to obfuscate the truth. But as long as we all are in pursuit of the truth will keep coming to us. It's there, and it's unchangeable. We're not asking people to believe what we say. If you have difficulty accepting anything that you heard on this show tonight, do your own research. And you will find that what we're telling you is true, even when we're exposing corruption and exposing the lies that we so often bring forth. We do that not to alarm you and scare you, not to create fear. There are enough out there doing that already with the false flag events that they program, with the drugs that they feed you, with the poisoning of your food and your water and your air. They're doing all they can to hold you back, to keep you from being who you truly are. And certainly are making one hell of an attempt at removing your choice to be who you would choose to be. And those are God-given rights. They're part of the creation. And there is only one true creation, and we are all part of that. Anything else is a fraud. And with that, I thank both of you gentlemen for being on Evident Footprints. Look forward to your next visit.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and our special guests, Dr. A. True Ott and Dr. Mike Castle. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Also, we'd like to thank Seth Hendrick on the sound, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night for another great show. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.